Which moments determine the outcome of today's game? We'll paint you a picture with our game highlights on the Padres Radio Network.
Our starting pitching matchup tonight, a couple of veteran right-handers going at it. Nick Pivetta on the mound for the Padres, Walker Buehler on the mound for the Red Sox. Both guys were really good early on, three scoreless innings apiece. But then Pivetta ran into trouble in the fourth. Alex Bregman hit a leadoff single. Pivetta then walked the next two hitters to load the bases. Masataka Yoshida hit a sack fly to give the Red Sox a 1-0 lead. With runners on first and third, Pivetta made a bad pickoff throw to first base. It got away. The runner from third came in to score. It was 2-0 Red Sox. Later in the inning, there was a runner on base and two outs for Willier Abreu.
And Abreu launches it in the air to deep right center field. Fernando back to watch. This one gonna go. Two-run homer, Willier Abreu, his 21st of the year. And now 4-0 Boston here in the top of the fourth inning.
So four runs in the fourth inning for the Red Sox, including two hits, the home run, and one pretty important error by Nick Pivetta as well. Pivetta then gave up another run in the fifth inning after giving up two straight singles to begin the frame, and just like that, it was a 5-0 Red Sox lead. So one issue tonight was that Pivetta was not at his best. The other was that the Padres were not doing anything against Walker Buehler. He went six shutout innings, allowed just four hits on 96 pitches. Pivetta gave up five runs in his six innings. As I said in the opening segment, it's not like there was not base traffic against Buehler. Padres had a runner on with one out in the first inning, one out base runner in the second, two on with two out in the third, two on with two out in the fourth inning, two out base runner in the fifth inning. Buehler's only 1-2-3 inning came in the sixth inning to end his outing. Fast forward a bit, it was a rough appearance in the top of the eighth inning for Sean Reynolds. He walked the first three batters he faced. Connor Wong then hit a bases clearing double to make it 8-0 Boston. Padres had a rally against lefty Chris Murphy in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Murphy walked the first three batters he faced to start the inning. Padres then got a run on a fielder's choice to make it 8-1. There were still runners on first and third for Jake Cronenworth.
2-1. Cronenworth lines it the other way into left field and a base hit. Iglesias will come in to score. It's 8-2. RBI single, Jake Cronenworth, his second hit of the night.
So it was an 8-2 game. Padres would then load the bases in that inning with just one out. All of a sudden, things getting a little interesting, but Garrett Whitlock came in. He struck out Fernando Tatis Jr. with the bases loaded, induced a flyout from Luis Arraez to end the inning. Padres trailed 8-2 through 8. Reynolds came back out for the top of the ninth inning. He would give up a leadoff walk to Trevor Story. Masataka Yoshida, a two-run home run. That made it a 10-2 game. Padres did not score in their half of the ninth inning, and that was that in this one here tonight. Final score, the Red Sox 10 and the Padres 2. Final totals for the Red Sox, 10 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They left on 8 for the Padres. 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left on 12. Walker Buehler got the win. Nick Pivetta took the loss in this one as the Padres drop this series opener.